here we are, another Sunday night and another Sunday stream from Eternity Socials. We're going to kick it off with a bit of a song you might not have heard before. It's called The River, Come On Down, and it's from Hilary Scott from Lady Antebellum and the Scott family. Here we are.
Tired of shame and secrets, wishing you could let them go. Do you feel like an orphan searching for a home? Well, there's a love that fills what's empty. There's a place you can be changed. There's a God who knows you. He's calling out your name. Come on down. Like the Mississippi, from the giver of endless grace, and everyone is welcome here to dive into the waves. So leave the questions far behind you, leave your past back on the shore, and run with wild abandon. Wait no more. Come on down to the river. Studying about thy good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sister, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sister, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
Gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
From Eternity Social.
God gave me you for the ups and downs. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound.
There
captive. Good news for the shame. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter. The one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. He is beauty for the blind man.
Just joined us, a warm welcome to you. The must be the 10th week, 9th week, something like that, of the Eternity Stream. And it's good to see some of the locals, the usuals in, as well as maybe a few others as well. So hit the share button, get the word out, and we'll try and get a few more gathered into the stream. Kicked it off there with a bit of a country gospel number. Some of you will have heard of the band Lady Antebellum, or Lady A, as they've renamed themselves in the past week. But Hilary Scott, the lead singer from the band and their family, grew up steeped in Christian gospel tradition, and she released a gospel album out a number of years back in 2016, and the album is called Love Remains, and that song that we played at the start was called, let me see, where is she? Aye, The River, Come On Down, with Sharon White and Cheryl White as well. Very, very good. And if you enjoyed the sort of country gospel twang we have put up on Spotify, TuneIn and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, a sort of country gospel special. We never live streamed it, but we recorded it here and fired it online. So there's a bit of a bonus there. So if you want to, if you haven't checked it out yet, go and have a listen. A lot of good gospel tunes on there as well. Very, 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 very good. I enjoyed it anyway, so hopefully you guys might as well. Some great requests coming in. The second song we played was Rain Collective, and that was a request that kind of overflowed from last week, and by Rain Collective. It was called Rescuer, and that was for Noel McCord up in Collibaki. Next up, we're going to play Lord's My Shepherd. This comes in from Louise Campbell for Susan McDowell, and hopefully you guys will be blessed by Stuart Townend version of this. A lot of great songs still to come then. As you can guess, if you're reading down through the comments there, we'll get them and play them.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the
Listening to the same old, looking for a rescue?
I will rescue you.
We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
Come. of his love. Oh, come, come every daughter, every son, bring all your troubles, lay them down. Taste of the goodness of the Lord. Oh, oh, come. He will be your peace. He will be your song. He is right beside you when you feel alone. Though your heart is breaking,
he appropriate song there, Jasmine Fearson. Yes, he will. And that was especially for Linda Cameron. And hopefully you enjoyed that one there. Over the past couple of weeks, we've featured different organisations and groups in the podcast. And this week is no different. We're excited to have some of the guys from Carrickfergus Grammar SU along with us. And it was a school very close to me. That's the school that I went to. So they're the blame for my education. But hopefully things may have improved since I was there a long time ago. But it's good to have you all on board, and an SU that we've done countless parties for over the last couple of years. And we're going to hear from the first one. They didn't give me their names, so I'm not sure who is speaking on this one. Maybe, I don't know if that's out of they forgot to, or maybe they're so humble that it's not about them, it's entirely about the Lord. Anyway, here we go.
My favourite Bible verse is Isaiah 43, verse 2, and it says this: "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God."
the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours.
My favourite memory verse is Isaiah 40 verse 8, "The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever." My favourite worship song is Oceans.
Amen. Amen.
The blessing there from Carrie Job featuring Cody Carnes as well. And that was for Cherith Bell. You were looking for that one. So hopefully you all were blessed and enjoyed that one there. Before that then we had Yasmin Ferguson or Fearson with Yes He Will for Linda Cameron. So we keep the requests coming in, plenty of them, and there's maybe room for one or two more songs. About half an hour left of the stream to go. Where does the time go? Half an hour left, so we can feature some music from the likes of Wired Worship for Richard Pickering, guys up in Londonderry, stroke Derry, whatever you say, and Angela and Grant Kane, you're looking for a better end as well, My Lighthouse, and Ruth Greer with Travis Cottrell. So we'll get some of those ones lit up as well after a while. Lachlan Webster, you're on as well, looking at a bit of music and dedicated entirely for Richard Pickering, and not the song that I had ever thought I'd play on here, but who am I to annoy, to turn down people and upset people? So I believe this is Richard Pickering's favourite song. That's enough of that there. That's enough of that. You can't, if you can't have a bit of crack though, sure, what's the point? Susan McDowell, you're looking for some City of Light, and this is Jesus is Alive. First song we ever played on a live stream. And the one which I'm looking forward to playing again right now.
There is now a hope that lasts beyond our days. For the one that once was buried lives again. Now the tomb is bare and empty and the snow is rolled away. Praise the risen one who overcame the grave. Oh, you broken hearted, oh, you
Thanks to Susan for the suggestion there of City of Light, and hopefully you enjoyed that one there. Jesus is alive. Well, those people did anyway. But yeah, it got me thinking then about the tomb and how it was left empty. And I came across this wee article during the week. It's sort of entitled Circumstantial Evidence of the Resurrection. And there's a whole pile of different points to it. But this one here, it says, it explains about the grave clothes. In keeping with Jewish custom, Jesus' body had been anointed with spices and bound in linen wrappings in preparation for burial. But the grave clothes tell a story. First, the wrappings were there, indicating the body was not stolen. Any robber would have simply picked up the body, wrappings and all, and removed them from the tomb. Especially if they're in danger of being discovered by Roman guards, no thief would take the time to remove the binding. Second, the face cloth was neatly folded. This too is a strong evidence that the body was not stolen. What grave robber would take the time to neatly fold a wrapping and set it aside? Thirdly, the grave clothes were lying in their original location, demonstrating the supernatural nature of the resurrection. The evidence is inferred by the location of the face cloth, which was no longer with the clothes, and by the fact that Peter and John peered into the tomb and believed. If they were to suspect a robbery, it would have been characterized and disheveled by a disheveled mess of sticky binding material. If Christ had been merely mortal, there would have been a struggle. There would have been a disturbed look to the linen wrappings. And it is unlikely that the face wrapping would have been neatly and noticeably placed aside. A mess like that would have alarmed them rather than amazed them. Something about the grave clothes caused them to instantly believe when they saw them. Next up, we're going to play This Is Everywhere from Wired Worship, featuring Louise Campbell for Richard Pickering, a local group, may I add, as well, from Londonderry.
You are here, Lord, in this place. Like the ancient stone walls, you surround us. We'll praise you, Lord, in this place. At the mercy of the gale voice when you ground us. You are here, Lord, in the wind that takes our breath away. You are here, Lord, you are here, Lord, here today. We'll praise you, oh, the mountain tops search the rung on grass and stone. We'll praise you through the stormy winds that you make yourself known. We'll praise you in the valleys, we are burdened by our cares. We'll praise. At your command you made the world, and man's beating heart, and they praise you, Lord, at the start. Before sin and shame and hurt and pain tore our world apart, you were there, Lord. When they tried to hide from me, you were there, Lord, you were there, Lord, there too. We'll praise you, all the mountain tops, it's the rungle on grass and stone. We'll praise you through the stormy wind that you make yourself known. We'll praise you in the valleys, we are burdened by our cares. We'll praise. The plans you have for my life, only to you I know. You are there, Lord, there for all eternity. You are there, Lord, you are there, I hope you see. We praise you, oh, the mountaintops, it's your hunger, grass and snow. We'll praise you through the stormy wind. We'll praise you.
Thanks to Richard there for the suggestion. Everywhere from Wired Worship. I hadn't come across them until about 10 minutes ago when Richard suggested that I play them. And very, very good. I downloaded their EP. It's called Here. And it's very here and now. It's out in 2020 there. Brand new stuff from them. And about six different songs on there. So I'll check through them. I'll have a good listen. And hopefully some of them will feature in the incoming weeks. We're going to stick with the northwest of the province right now. This is Mr. Jag. This song's called Family. Turn it up and enjoy.
I used to be so prone to worry, and often I still am. Sometimes I feel tired and guilty. I'm far from an honest man. This world feels strange and lonely. Its burden weighs heavy on me. But he said, come and lay your burdens down and join the family. Brothers, sisters, come together, and him we stand as one. He said, come and lay your burdens down and join the family. The family of the broken, where the lost, they become the found. So come and rest those broken bones and stand on this solid ground. And in hopelessness perfected are the wounds that will set us free. He said, lay down your life, take this cross, you're in the family. Brothers, sisters, come together, in him we stand as one. He said, come and lay your burdens down and join the family. My head, and he shows me the way back home to the arms of the Father and the love of the family. Alone I can but fail him, but together faith has made us strong. He said, brother, I will carry you, you're in the family. Brothers, sisters, come together, and him we stand as one. He said, come and lay your burdens down, join the family. Brothers, sisters, come together, in him we stand as one. He said, come and lay your burdens down, join the family.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.
No silver or gold could weigh on the scale of glory. No treasure of mine could pay to the debt of mercy. The things of earth will surely fade away. One pardon will prevail. Jesus' blood has ransomed me, has raised me up and washed me clean. The victory, for Jesus' blood has set me free. No prison of shame can rise up against his power. When he says I'm free and I'm free forever. The things I've done are gone. Separation, I'm redeemed and I'm forgiven. Oh, thank you for the cross. I am now a new creation, white as snow, completely blameless. I will worship in your presence. Oh, thank you for the cross. There is now no condemnation, no I'm redeemed and I'm forgiven. Oh, thank you for the cross. I am now a new creation, white as snow. And I will worship in your presence. Oh, thank you for the cross. Oh,
Travis Cottrell, Jesus Blood there for Ruth Greer. Thank you very much for that suggestion. Another artist who I hadn't come across before until tonight. So pleased to hear that one. Very, very good indeed. When I was going through his songs to find that one there, I came across a 2016 album of his called Jesus Saves. It's a live album and a lot of good songs in it. So I just hit the download button there as well. So I'll have a wee rifle through that one. There are a lot of great hymns in that one. I'm a big fan of hymns. Yeah, some of you will know that. And I suppose more country sounding hymns, I guess, too. But there we are. We'll play a bit of everything, though, to please a bit of everybody. And hopefully, you're all enjoying it so far tonight. We have our third and final installment from Carrick Fergus Grammar SU, and this is what they have to say.
Favourite Bible verse is Proverbs 20, verse 24, which says, "The Lord determines our steps, so I try to understand everything along the way." This really helps me, because it shows me that I don't need to understand what's going on in the world around me. I just need to understand that Jesus will be there and that God is directing my path for my life.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa-oh. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Ren Collective there. Well done to them. They have gone from strength to strength. Of course, started off local sort of group here, based out kind of, well, mid down, north down, and a bit of County Antrim as well. So they're doing leaps and bounds across the world right now. So very good to have somebody from this country and go on and do something like that. There's another band as well from down south. Well, one of the guys from down south, the lead singer, from outside Monaghan, he went over and he's based in Nashville right now, but they are called We Are Messengers. And if you haven't heard of them, they're well worth checking out. Maybe a bit more rocky as well, but go and check them out. We Are Messengers. And we'll try and feature some of their music in the incoming time. I had a bit of dancing about to do there, running from the here to the phone and back to get the live stream going again before Ren ran out, and I sat down just as the last beat struck on the song, and I'm not fit for it at all. There we go. Try and keep it running here. And it seems to cut out now about 55 minutes. It's fairly consistent. But hopefully, we never know, we might make it to the full hour someday. But thanks to the guys from Carrick Grammar, SU, taking part there. I did actually get their names sent through to me there a few moments ago. So we had Kate Doherty, Alex Hogg, and Grace Thacker. So thank you very much, ladies, for that. And speaking of Carrick Grammar, Alison, there's a girl in my year when I was there called Alison Mearns, and she is actually in Ren Collective. So we had a bit of a tedious link there, which I would have commented on a bit sooner if the whole thing hadn't have crashed there. So yeah, that's pretty much it though from tonight. We do about an hour every Sunday night, and Jordan Dick was on looking for some music there out of the grave, and we've kind of run out of time, but I have you top of the list for next week, so we'll definitely get that on for you there. And as well as that, then I think we had one more person before him looking for a song, and that was Julie-Anne Neal. She was looking for Alison Krauss, she was looking for a song, We Know Who Holds the Future. How do we look? I couldn't see one in that name. The most similar one there was I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. So hopefully that's the one you were talking about. But there's a version of it by Alison Krauss and the Cox Family. So hopefully that will satisfy what you're looking for this evening. Alison Krauss, a bit of a country artist as well. And if country and gospel is your thing, I did say at the start, but if you tuned in, you may have missed it. But we did like a special country gospel sort of podcast there last week. It wasn't on the live stream. It was done after the live stream. So it's only available as an audio file. You'll get it on Spotify, TuneIn, Google and Apple Podcasts. So go and check it out. Let us know what you think. And if we get enough kind of love for that one, we might do another one a little bit more down the line. But that's it for me for tonight. We'll play this and then we'll finish with a wee word of prayer right after this.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I walk beside Him, for He knows what lies ahead. Many
touch the sky.
Well, indeed, that is it then for another week. Thanks again to the girls in Carrick Grammar SU there for taking part. Next week, God willing, we will have some of the guys from Coaching for Christ with us, and they are like a sports kind of organisation that go into the community and reach people with the gospel through football. So we'll be hearing from them next week, and the week after that, I'm thinking off the top of my head, it'll be some of the kind of like SU workers who are employed full-time by SU over in East Antrim, and we'll be hearing from them. And in the coming weeks, we hope to have some of the guys from Methody School as well. So we're still working on a few other things down the pipeline, so do keep tuned in for that. Also, some exciting news. Next week, all been well, if everything goes according to plan this week, I'll be able to tell you about a special drive-in gospel event taking place in mid-Ulster. We'll have more news about that one next week, kind of working about that in the background right now. But do pray for us in that as well, that all things will come together there. And even for the guys that take part in the live stream, you know, I suppose no matter who we are, we're kind of a bit disengaged from our church, although there's the virtual things that go on every Sunday and maybe midweeks and Wednesday nights and prayer groups and things. But you know, it's hard to beat that actual meeting up, that human interaction, you know. And I think although we're still meeting like this virtually, it's definitely on a different sort of scale. And you know, you can nearly as a Christian, you can kind of put on a good face online, can't you? But you know, sometimes deep down we're really struggling with stuff, and it's that really face-to-face interaction where you can really empathise with people and see, you know, really what's going on in their lives. We'll just finish a moment of prayer, but we'll pray for each and every one of you, of course, because it is tough times, and we do need that interaction with other humans and other Christians, especially in these times. And hopefully, I think the government this week will be looking into the guidelines and what the government will set out in terms of churches coming back together. So we'll pray for them as well. But thank you very much for taking part. If you're involved in an organisation, a youth group, or even your own church, if you want to get in touch and get a few wee sound audio bites together, we can feature you sometime soon in one of the streams. But let's finish with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you once again for this opportunity to come as like-minded people, Lord, and share and some of the songs that really means a lot to us, that we can share with others and hopefully even point people towards you. And we thank you for your word, for its unchangingness, for the thing that we refer to, Lord, that Bible that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And no matter where we find ourselves in our lives or where we're at physically or mentally as well, Lord, that we can actually turn to that for encouragement, that you've been through all the things that we have been through, Lord, that when your time here on earth, you bore the cross, Lord, so that we don't have to. And if only we turn to you, we fix our eyes upon Jesus and never look back. And we pray for our governmental institutions here in this country, Lord, as they meet this week, maybe to talk about these our congregations coming back together. We just pray you'll give them the wisdom, Lord, and the guidance to steer that lane, Lord, that's maybe packed with humps and hollows and waves and things, Lord. It's not easy, but we just pray you'll give them the courage and the wisdom and the guidance, Lord, and to direct them in the way that is fit and according to your will. Lord, we thank you for each and every organisation that takes part in our streams each week, Lord. They maybe don't meet as much as they can, and even though it be virtually, Lord, and we just thank you for their vision, their wisdom, and Lord, we just pray you'll encourage them in the weeks and months that lie ahead. And we just pray and thank you once more for our time together, and we just trust and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys, and hopefully, God willing, we will see you all again next week.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.